listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flueckiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to our show today, Your Ultimate Life. I've got this beautiful background. It says create your life, and that's what we're about, creating a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. And I've got a special guest with me today that I'm pretty excited about, Cosmos Dar. Cosmos, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Kellen. I appreciate it. It's good to be here.
Oh, great. You're welcome, and I'm loving it. So I don't go and give a bunch of introduction. Who you are and what you're doing will come out during the show. So let's just jump right in. I want you to tell me, and I don't want you to be the least bit shy, because I ask this question not every time, but lots of times. I'd like you to tell us, what is Cosmos doing to add good to the world?
Right now, I'm working on a movement called Extraordinary America, which is about financial freedom and the abolition of financial slavery from the lives of not just Americans, but people all over the world. And the way to do this is through financial education, and I feel strongly about that. And so my purpose is to get the message and the techniques and strategies of how to create business and how to basically have the right mindset towards entrepreneurship and all of that in order to succeed in your own life.
So there's lots of people that are going to tell us how to be happy and how to make money and all this good stuff. I'm curious, different things drive different people. There's two parts to this. What is it that made you feel like you're called to do something to help others? I mean, you could take care of yourself and go, you know, whatever. Why are you on a mission? Here's the other half. Why are you on a mission to do that, to help, to be of service? What draws you to that?
So I think it comes like from like my childhood. So I was an immigrant. My parents were immigrants from India, and then they moved to Kuwait, which is like a nation in the Middle East. And while I was there, I saw how difficult it is for people like who spend their entire lives just earning like a living, right? And then it just dictates the entire course of their lives. And you realize how much importance money has on most people all across the world. And then while I was there, as I was growing up, I saw immigrants of all like citizenships, like basically in construction working and like just being laborers, drivers, and all of that. And they're doing all this hard work in this hot summer conditions, or just doing a lot of work and in, just for like meager pay. Like they're getting paid like less than like $100 a month. And then as I was growing up, I realized that I wanted to do something to eradicate poverty or alleviate poverty. But I didn't really know what to do and how to do it. But when I came to America, I kind of like forgot about it for a little bit, because I was caught up in like being in the new country, and it was a nation about freedom, opportunity for a better life, the pursuit of happiness, right? It had all this identity. It was like it had the identity of an entrepreneurial immigrant culture, and it was just like a giant melting pot. And I was really happy like when I became a citizen. But then over time, I realized that like, the problem of financial slavery or financial servitude was here, but in a different form, like in terms of like just like inflation combined with stagnant wages and debt, and just like just a general form of wealth and income inequality. And the financial ideals, the identity of freedom that Americans had was not in tune with the reality of the situation. And so I wanted to rectify that and like solve the hypocrisy. And that's why I started Extraordinary America, in an effort to basically get people to to be financially free.
So we'll talk in a minute about what Extraordinary America is and does, and you said a little bit about why you started it. I'm curious, why do you think, you said that the financial slavery that you saw in Kuwait that manifested one way, manifested here a different way. Why do you suppose that there's so much struggle with the money? I mean, what is it about our relationship with money that makes it so poison or so hard? What do you think is what's going on?
So there are two things, right? One is the mindset, and the other is obviously the financial system, right? So we are now in a fiat monetary system where the money is not backed by anything. And so basically it can be printed in large amounts. And so the wages that we have do not match up with rising prices and rising costs, right? But the other thing comes from like a mindset of our relationship with money. Like we keep chasing money, but instead of chasing money, we have to have the mindset of adding value to people's lives and then finding a way to monetize it. And when we do that, we basically do a Uno reverse card on the entire concept of money itself. Because money is kind of like, you know, in dating, like the guy chases the woman, but like the moment he realizes that he is the value and he just adds value and follows his path and purpose, suddenly the women just naturally come as a byproduct. So money is the same way.
Well, that's the first time I've ever heard anybody say that money was like a woman. And I think that's kind of funny. So that's all right. So you've said a couple of things. One is we chase money, and there's certainly sort of a religion of money, like the more you have, the cooler you are, and like a hierarchy and all that kind of stuff. I think you said something about, you said the two things, the monetary system and then our mindset about it. So we're not going to do a whole lot on fiat currency and the monetary system, because I'm not sure that would be super interesting to people. Although I do understand what you're saying. We used to be backed by gold, and we dropped all that and we made it up. It's backed by nothing. We just print the crap. And so it's not difficult to see, if you just keep printing it, then everything that's in circulation is worth less. But anyway, that's a different conversation. Why do you suppose we have this crummy mindset? Like a baby born doesn't have a lousy mindset about anything. So what is it that happens that makes us learn or be afraid of or not understand money, which is just a thing?
So basically it comes from like our childhood and from our training and how we've been raised a lot of the times, right? So we have like the system in America, for instance, like where you grow up, you go to school, you go to college, you do a 4-year degree, then you get a job, and then you just work for the system, like the 9-to-5 until you're 65, put money in a 401k, and then everything will be fine. And we've been told that our entire life. But what you realize is that as you grow older, right, like this is what like the corporations and big companies, like they want you to do that so that you work for the system. But if you want to be truly free, you have to get out of that system, because it's a scarcity type of mindset, because you're basically having the employee mindset. So in order to like be truly financially free, you have to live to your own path and purpose. You have to go deep within what you truly want, and you have to create the lifestyle that you want, and then you've got to find a way to monetize that. And that's the reason why a lot of people, they are basically chasing other people's dreams, and they've been told this from their environment. But we have to go against the grain if we want to truly live the life that we want.
So I love that we're told this, because I, for a long time, I had a job with different companies, not the same company, but there was clearly the whole scarcity thing. How much are you putting in 401k, and what is the match, and how many years have you gotten, you know, the percentage you get for retirement, and people, you know, after they'd been there 15 or 20 years and they were counting years till retirement, and could they do it then, and what does that do to the retirement calculation, and all that crap over and over again. And it just felt very much like scarcity, always, okay, will this be enough? Will this be enough? Mm-hmm. And it is, you know, we're plugged into that. My dad did that. He worked for XYZ company for a long time. And in the 80s, there was a wave of early retirements and all that sort of thing. And he took one. And so I know the energy of all that. And you're so right. Now you've proposed a new thing. You've said, don't get sucked in by that, because it's designed to keep you in scarcity and to be a cog in the machine. So jump out and do your own thing might sound really scary to people. So take a little bit step by step. And like you were trying to help me, as someone who was ruthlessly caught in the machine, understand what's possible.
So basically, one thing you have to understand is it might sound scary to do your own thing and basically set about living the life that you want, but it's even worse if you live in the, if you're like a cog in the machine, because you're basically a zombie. You're no longer you're living, but you're no longer like alive. The purpose of life is always to ultimately live the desires that you want to accomplish, to live the life that you want. It's called the American dream for a reason, you know. But even though we have this identity as like Americans, or like in general for all across the world, we have this dream of like attaining the life we want, we are afraid. And if we're living it from in a state of fear, we're never going to be able to live the life that we want. We have to, it's much more, in the long term, it's much more easier to just go through that fear and take that chance. Because when you take that chance and then you start living life on your terms and you go after what you truly want in life, then you have, even if you don't succeed, you will at least have that inner fulfillment of at least you went for it, you know?
I do, and I agree with you. What do you do? What do you do with somebody who comes to you and they buy into it? Like, you know, you're talking about the American dream, and that's always been a phrase, right? The American dream, and people have immigrated, your parents and others, to this country for a long time to sort of have a shot at that thing. And at the same time, there's a lot of fear, as you mentioned, around that. And so if you're trying to educate me in, you know, along the principles of extraordinary, and I love that name, Extraordinary America, if you're trying to educate me about what is possible so that I get the idea that I might go do that, what do you do first? So you're talking to me, I'm stuck in the corporate thing, but I have this yearning to do something else, and you shine a ray of light on a possible future. How do you help me with my fear so that I can at least begin to see something different?
So first, I would ask you, Kellen, about what is your ideal lifestyle? What do you truly want in your life, right? And I want you to like picture that and write it down in detail. Like, I would ask you to have like a vision, like a strategic vision for your life, like not just like in the next 1 year, but in the next 5 years and 10 years. And then what is that going to be like? And once you have that concrete vision, then I'm going to basically, I would basically come up with like a plan, you know, or like, how would you go about attaining the vision from where you are right now? And contrary to popular belief, like a lot of dreams are possible if you just put everything in a plan. Like a lot of business owners have what's called a wealth plan or like a vision board, and they have all of that. And so, in order to like get what you want, you have to put it down in concrete steps and go about in a step-by-step basis attaining that. And so that's what that would be the first thing that I would ask you is, what is your ideal vision for your lifestyle? What would be the ideal type of life you wanted to live? And then once you answer that, how would you go about getting that? And like, what is the time frame and what are the steps to get there?
So someone that's been stuck, even for a few years, not even decades, do you find, because as a coach, I ask people the same kind of questions. What do you want? What do you think you want to create? And that sort of thing. Do you find it's that people have trouble besides saying, I want a lot of money or something like that? Do you find that people really have trouble to start with articulating what they really want?
Yes, I feel like a lot of people are on the surface level of things. They don't really go deep into the why of why they do the things they do. Everybody has this inner why or like this inner purpose that once you like truly tap into it, and it's a very emotional thing, right? Like they say that there's two times you're born. The first time is when you were born, and the second time is when you know your why. And so when you know your why, like your purpose and why you exist in this world, that is when you're reborn almost. And then that's when you can truly start getting really hyped up and emotional. And then when you have that emotional charge in you, your vision will become a reality. You just have to put it in a systematic way.
So I've heard you say two things, and I'm going to go into them. One is an emphasis on systems. So you have to have a clear vision of what you want to be, and that may be difficult to start with. And then, and we'll talk about that in a minute because system's important. I agree with you. What do you do with people who have trouble finding a why? Like, you know, they say things like, well, you know, I need to live, eat, pay the rent. You know, they say the regular sort of stuff. I got to take care of my family and, you know, the normal things that people would say that haven't done much thinking about this. So when someone says that sort of regular stuff, do you do something to help them connect more deeply to an inner driving purpose? And if you do, what is that?
So basically, that's just like a lot. That's just the things that is put to them by outside factors and the environment, right? Like, yeah, they have a family, they have to take care of these people, but that's for others, right? And, you know, like society tells you to be, you got to help others and everything, and that's there. But a lot of times people have to live for themselves for a change, you know? Like I've seen a lot of people that they're just like, because they've been in this thing for so long that they live for their family, they live for their children, but they're not living, they're not spending time and taking time to live for themselves. And you have to be sometimes selfish regarding like what you want. And like when you start acquiring your own desires, then naturally you're going to be willing to help others. And like it, you're going to come from a place of happiness, you know, because a lot of times it becomes kind of like an obligation and you should not have that feel because that basically lowers your state. Like what do you, some would call it vibration or anything. And it, some of the low vibrations are where you have the feeling of like you're trapped or you have this obligation, I mean, you got this and that, but you have to come from a higher state. And when you do that, that's when things go differently. But in order to reach that higher state, you have to fulfill the desires that make you happy for a change, you know?
I love that you said that because one of the things that I tell clients to do is empty their calendars, take everything off of it. And because I tell them I have no obligations. I have no obligations because the way I think of it is the word obligation comes with a sense of resentment. When you say I have to do this, I have this obligation, it almost always means I'd rather be doing something else, but I have to do this. Yeah. And to light that up, and I'll say empty your calendar and only put things that you're committed to, like you are committed to, and they can be the same things, but let's change the frame. Instead of I have to, I choose to do this for whatever your reason is, because you're right. That feeling of obligation carries some resentment, carries the seeds at least of resentment, which is why people who do that, taking care of everybody and everything else for a long time, either get burned out or, you know, have a midlife crisis or fall apart or do whatever, because eventually they explode. Yeah. So after you help me walk through that discovery, okay, so you help me realize I need to identify and own some kind of purpose. What's next?
Once you find your purpose, right? And once you find your why and your vision of what you want, you have to, the next step is to come up with a plan to actually acquire it. Because, you know, it's only a dream until you actually make it a reality. It's only like an image until you start making it real. And the reality comes in the action steps. And it can be like even a minute action step, like even the smallest step towards that goal will actually fill you with a lot of like confidence and a lot of like happiness, because you're going forward somewhere. You're doing something. Because a lot of times, like, you know, like people that are in corporate America or like they're doing their blue collar job or white collar job, they feel stuck and they feel trapped, right? They feel like they've been in the same place year after year after year. So the very fact that you're doing something to acquire your vision and your goal is one of the most empowering feelings ever. So so next thing I would do is to ask you to take a step towards that direction, no matter how small that step is. It could be listening to a podcast. It could be gathering education, or it could be basically doing a small incremental thing that will lead you to that.
So let's go there, which is all of the things you said earlier about planning. Do you like some kind of a specific plan to get to the place you say you want? I find, and I'm curious about what your experience is, that people really have trouble articulating a real plan. So even if they find a thing they want to do, travel or solve world hunger or help with, you know, we both talk to a lot of people that've got these dreams. I find that people have real trouble articulating concrete steps. I mean, they talk in sort of big, grandiose terms. Do you find that?
For a lot of people that I've come across, like, yeah, they have like visions and anything like that, but now to systematize it into concrete steps is difficult. For others, like they got the steps and everything, but then their vision might actually be blurry. But you have to ultimately have both. And the way you fix that is you have to do it like one step at a time. Like you have like, let's say, a 90-day time frame or a 30-day time frame. And some people, like, they go from the micro, like 30 days, 60 days, and then they go to 1 year or 2 years. Others, they go from like a 10-year vision or 5-year vision, and then they micro it from there. But whatever way your brain works, you have to like, you got to have like a time frame of like, and like an action step of like what you can achieve. And then that gets the ball rolling. And then the next step automatically starts coming in. But you have to, you got to get the train moving. Because a lot of people, they feel, they get like stuck in like not even like starting, you know? And that's the main thing that stops 90 to 95% of people in their tracks.
So I love what you're saying. And it just, it brings to mind a question for you personally. Like, you could discover this for yourself and say, Cosmos, I got to have a vision and I got to have some concrete steps. And either you're already good or you learn to get good at mapping out concrete steps and getting the discipline to do it. And so then you're on the way to create this vision. And, you know, you say, well, I win because I'm on the way. I want to know what's in your heart that makes you anxious and excited about helping other people, because it's easy for you to, or me to say, I figured it out, I win. And it's a way more difficult, different thing to say, okay, now I'm going to go back and help people with the things that I've learned, maybe the hard way, and make it easier or more clear for them. What is in your heart that drives that choice?
I think it's ultimately like the state of like being congruent with your identity. Like in this case, at least with regards to Extraordinary America, one of the major factors that got me started on this is that I was really passionate and grateful to America for giving me all these opportunities and like for giving me this new life and all of that. But then the American identity, for instance, was not in tune with the reality. And so I believe in congruency of identity, where your thoughts, your words, and your actions have to be congruent. And if there is like there's a difference in this congruence, then we have to do something to fix it. Because if you're living an incongruent life, then automatically everything else in your life will go amiss. And I feel like this is playing out not only an individual level of many people's lives, it's also playing out on a national level. So that got me worked up to do something about it.
I agree with you, actually, and I love what you're saying about that congruence, because what I've found is if your energy, your lowest level, your beliefs or your energy are one way, it doesn't really matter what you say. The beliefs, the internal stuff, the base layer always wins. Right. So what do you do? What did you do to figure out how to get your inner vision, your outer actions congruent, lined up? What did you do to cause that for you?
So in my personal case, what I did was I basically interacted and communicated with like-minded entrepreneurs and business people and people that are into self-improvement, people that are into financial education. Also, they want to improve their lives in different ways. And what you realize, and I also looked for mentors that can basically create what is like considered like a time compression, where they take a number of years of like what would take you 10, 20 years to achieve something. They can help you get that in 2 to 1 years if you're just working with them. And the combination of a community and mentorship and like having the right environment, in my experience, greatly accelerates your growth and the ability to achieve what you desire. Because if you have other people that have similar desires as you and they want to get to the same destination as you, you are going to achieve that desire much faster.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Please finish up.
Oh, no, like I'm done. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what I heard you say is two really important things. You said get in a good environment, because if you're in a sucky environment where people are thinking way different, a lower vibration or whatever language you want to use, but they're aimed in a different direction, that infects us and we can't help it. So paying attention to your environment and getting around people that have the same goal to get congruent energy, to get forward, to get growth, to get education and move forward was really helpful. And the second thing you said was getting some leadership, mentorship, guidance, coaching that helps you, that understands what you're doing, that supports you and is pushing or helping or leading you in the right direction. So that's two important things. Did I get that right?
Yeah, totally. And I'd like to add, Kellen, that a lot of times environment is more powerful than willpower. If you're in like an environment, like which is kind of like a getter, or like what everybody around you has a scarcity level thinking, or they're thinking in a certain way, eventually it will permeate into you. And you will, on the subconscious level, start thinking that way, unless your willpower is really strong and you're using countermeasures to do so. Like, you know, they say that you're the top, you're the combination of the five people you hang out with the most. Like, there's some truth to that. But like, when you have the right environment congruently, like, it actually accelerates your growth. And if you combine that with leadership and mentorship, it's an exponential type of growth.
So I love that. And I want to agree with you. Certainly been my experience as a coach that environment and, you know, having sense enough to fix your environment if it's busted and to find the kind of leadership you need with someone who's willing to help you, guide you and all that sort of thing will exponentially. And you use the word time compression, which is allow you to make 10 years progress in a year, that sort of thing. And I love that idea. So let's dive into, so now I understand why you're doing this and I love it. And thank you for adding good to the world the way you do. So let's now talk about Extraordinary America. I want you to tell me what it is, what you do in there, and how, just walk me through what the programs are or the vision or that kind of thing. So tell me about the system.
So Extraordinary America is basically like, it started as a movement where it is about the, it's basically a culture of entrepreneurship and and thinking in terms of self-improvement, but for like the nation, right? And it's about the abolition of financial slavery and the financial freedom of the 99%. And the only true way we can achieve that is to financial literacy and education and the urge to attain self-improvement and to realize your desires. And that happens through like self-reflection and like going after what you truly want. And so Extraordinary America has a podcast where I basically interview one person every week who is either like a multimillionaire or is like very successful in what they do. And then they basically talk about how they came from their humble beginnings to achieve success. Because a lot of people believe that they cannot become millionaires or they cannot become financially free. But if they see that there's a lot of people out there that were just like them and then they attained success, and it was all about how they did things and their mindset, then they too will be inspired to do the same.
You know, that's true. And when we see all people, you know, we make movies about those people that were, you know, difficult situation or big setbacks or whatever, and then, you know, go all the way to some kind of freedom. And we cheer for the underdog and we love the Rocky movies and, you know, that whole idea of you can create what you want. So you have a podcast in which you invite people to who have done that journey from I don't have this to I do have this. And that's a fabulous thing. How do people find that show?
We have a YouTube channel, like an Extraordinary America YouTube channel where they can go there. And there's also the website extraordinary-america.com where they can find the podcast and they can also find the mission and vision of what Extraordinary America is about. And then we also have our Extraordinary America fan page on Facebook and they can find us over there. And yeah.
All right, cool. So for the listeners, I heard three things. There's a YouTube channel called Extraordinary America where these podcasts are. There's a website, extraordinary-america.com. And there is a website, extraordinary. Oh, you said extraordinary-america.com. Oh, and a fan page. That's what it is. A Facebook fan page where you can find things there. So that's a great place to get advice, to get examples, to get some specific guidance from people, many different people who have walked this road and are sharing wide open. I've looked at this, what you have, and are sharing everything. Like, it's not they're sharing a little bit and they're keeping the good stuff hidden. They're sharing everything that they did and went through. So that's fabulous. One of the things you've talked about a lot is financial literacy. Tell me what financial literacy means, and then tell me how you, is there something besides the information in the podcast that helps people if they come to you to get some financial literacy, which, first of all, tell me what financial literacy means to you, and then how do you help me do that?
So basically, financial literacy is about starting your own business and monetizing your passions. Like, basically, how do you go from like your 9-to-5 job, or like if you're doing two jobs, how do you go from there to starting your own business to attaining financial freedom where you don't have to worry about money again? And it's also about knowing about real estate, what money is, like how is it related to gold, silver, like how does the monetary system work, and how do you do investing in all of that stuff. So it's a combination of business and also basically how in general money and business just works, but not in the way that the school systems and everything in the society teaches you, but in the way that an entrepreneur knows, you know, because they don't teach this stuff in school. They teach like in school that they'd only give you this 4-year degree and then you come up with $100,000 in debt. But what you need to know is how do entrepreneurs think, and how do business people who have ideas and they want to monetize it, how do they think? Because when you have that, it's the equivalent of a superpower, you know. And so a lot of the people in my podcast were people that did exactly that. And there's a method and a system, and there's many entrepreneurs that have actually systematized their thought process, their mindset, and also shown people how to do like a business. So in the case of Extraordinary America is the main mission about financial freedom through financial education, and to make it affordable to a lot of people. Like, it's partnered with a university known as Blue University, where they're giving out a number of scholarships which will allow people to basically and do exactly what these successful entrepreneurs do, and how they think, their mindset, and also how do they go about starting a business, and how do they do marketing and sales and all of that. And so for anybody that's interested in the scholarship program, there's only just one small nominal fee, they can go to the post on the Extraordinary America fan page on Facebook, or the post section in the YouTube channel, and they can find that over there.
So I want you to talk more about that in a minute. But what I heard is the education is two parts. One is understanding something about how money works. And, you know, it sounds funny, money, I just have some and I buy stuff. But there's a lot more to money than that, in terms of, you know, how to use it, how to leverage it, what it really is, what it isn't, learning some of the inner workings of the monetary system. And we talked about that very, very briefly in the beginning. So there's part of it that is teaching me about how money works, which is very valuable. I know that myself. And the second thing is learning how to think differently as you get out of this sort of cog in the machine, 9-to-5 world, and you get to a place of considering opening your own business or businesses, and thinking like an entrepreneur or an idea generator, and processes about how to, you know, monetize your ideas, your gifts, your talents, your life experience, that sort of thing. And then what I heard you say also is there is your Extraordinary America is sponsored by Blue University. Is that what you said?
It's partnered with Blue University and their scholarship program.
All right. So I want to talk about that in a minute. So you've got a connection to a university, and in the university curriculum, there's some of this or lots of this education. This is a question about marketing and money and some of the things that we've just talked about. Is that there in the university?
Yeah, about mindset. It's about mindset, marketing and sales, how to start a business, and just about money in general. Like if you want to start your own business or you have like an idea that you want to monetize, how do you go about doing that? And so the reason Extraordinary America is partnered with Blue University is because at this moment they're giving scholarships. And I do believe that we should have this education at an affordable price where everybody gets the education. They start living life on their own terms. And that I feel is very important to myself and to the mission of Extraordinary America. We need to get financial, we need to have the identity of American freedom applied in our life in real. And it should not just be like an idea. It should be like an actual reality. And the only way to do that is through education, 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 and being in the right environment and having the right mentors and the entrepreneurs that have actually been there and done that, you know? Because, you know, in your case, Kellen, like how important coaching is to get people out of a mind, out of like a rut and into like a different mindset. And like when, and sometimes it just clicks in them. And so the same thing should be done on a national level from my perspective.
So I love what you're saying, and I want to make sure that I understand and the listeners understand. So the partnership between you and Blue University is to have a national impact to provide the education, tools, examples through the podcast and other things to understand money, to understand how to start a business, to understand how to address your mindset if you've been living in these limiting beliefs that you can't have this, that, and the other. And so you've partnered with this university to make this education information and then the podcast stuff that you have available to the widest possible audience. And you mentioned something about scholarships. So why don't you tell us what the scholarship program looks like and where people can go to take advantage of these opportunities?
So the scholarship program, so normally like the cost of like Blue is would be like something like $25,000. But for a few, but the founder of Blue has for a few select students, right, who are up to the task and anything, like he wants to make it affordable. And through Extraordinary America, they want to give away the scholarship for like for just like a one nominal administration fee of like about $495, and that's about it. And then they can get access to a 2-year program where they can learn everything about tactics and business and just like mindset and like how to do marketing and sales and all of that. So they have like an idea where they want to monetize that, they can go about doing that. And this is coming from like, you know, instructors that have actually made millions in their own businesses.
So I'm hearing a really extraordinary thing here. There's a 2-year curriculum about money, about mindset, about business, taught by people who have made many, many millions of dollars, successfully done that, who also are driven by a passion to spread this information and knowledge. And it's available. There's a significant scholarship. If it's a $25,000 normal tuition and it's $500, that's practically free. So My question, where do people find that? Let's do that. Where do people get involved or find out where this scholarship opportunity is? How do they apply for that?
So if they go to the Extraordinary America fan page on Facebook, under the post section, like where we have our graphic for today's show, they can find the link to the scholarship over there. So they just have to type Extraordinary America, and then they can go to the fan page, and then they can look at the post in the post section, and it'll be over there. And they can also go to the post section of the YouTube channel for Extraordinary America, and they'll find the link to the scholarship program over there as well.
So I've been in coaching for now 18 years, and there's lots of people that sell all kinds of stuff. But what I'm hearing is the kind of people, because I, like I said, I've looked at your podcast list and I know some of the people, and the university that you've partnered with are making this real significant education available for a very small amount of money. And the goal is to give people the tools, the education, and the capacity to start their business, understand money, and to get around the barriers and blocks that we learn by being sort of the cog in the machine thing that we've all been brought up to be. Is that right?
Yes, totally. Like you nailed it in the head. Like basically, this is not like what you learn in university and colleges. Like in university and colleges, they're basically teaching you how to be an employee. They're teaching you how to basically get a 9-to-5 job. Or like they just give you a liberal arts degree and then they're just racking you with debt. So what you need to do is think in a different way. And you have to think the way like entrepreneurs think who are in the trenches doing things on the fly, you know, like how Mark Zuckerberg started his like social network and then how Bill Gates started his company and like how Steve Jobs did. But like you don't have to get to like that master level, but you have to start your own business, your own company, and around the thing that you're most passionate about. And that is something that they don't teach you in schools. It is meant to keep you enslaved to the 9-to-5 system. And the only way you can get out of that is through different thinking and through entrepreneurs that have already been there and done that. So this helps in that, and it's different in that way.
So I love this. All the examples, I mean, Steve Jobs and Wozniak started the thing in their garage. So did Bezos, Amazon. Everybody started it in their garage. And what you're saying is the existing school system and university teaches you with a certain idea in mind. And it's to prepare you to move into the system that is here. And this university has said, well, we're going to teach a different curriculum. We're going to teach it going this direction. And we want to teach it completely differently to open your mind and your possibility to other ways that you can go and other things that you can do to create your freedom, to have financial literacy, and to do those things that you've been talking about.
So ultimately, to create the life that you ultimately want. But that can only happen when you financially free yourself by doing the thing that you're passionate about. And that can only be done by knowing how you monetize your passion. And that's something that they just don't teach you in society these days, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I use much of the same language. I help people write books and do the same kinds of things. So I love what you're saying. One of the things that I hear, and I want you to address this concern, people hear, yeah, you know, I know somebody can monetize their passion or do what they love. I get it. Somebody, but not me. I don't know how. I couldn't do that. Do you think anybody that really wants to, that's willing to do the work, get the new education and take measured steps on this path, do you think it's available really to anyone that wants to do it?
Yes. And to those that think that they cannot do it, like if you take a look at like my podcast, like the Extraordinary America podcast, so far I've done more than 130 episodes. And most of those people are from humble beginnings. Like they had nothing. They just, some even came from outside the country with like barely, like hardly any money. And from there, they created multi-million-dollar businesses. How would they do that? Because they thought like in a certain way and they acted in a certain way. And over time, across all these interviews that I did, I noticed common patterns and themes from across all of them. They all believe in resiliency. They all had a certain mindset that they can go after what they want and achieve it. Like they have all had perseverance and a bunch of other character traits that makes entrepreneurs successful. And so if they can do it, then anybody can do it. And that's the main message. Many of them have families, they had children. Some of them were 40 years old, 50 years old, and they went from there. Like they were in a rut. There was no hope. And they succeeded in making businesses from there. So ultimately, it's coming down to your will and your drive. And it's about how badly do you want your vision to come true. And that's what I think from my perspective.
So I love the fact that you have a whole bunch of examples from all walks of life, from all ages, from all backgrounds, starting broke, starting when you're 50, whatever it is, because that wide range of examples absolutely proves that anybody that wants to bad enough and is willing to go get the education that Blue University offers and follow the instructions and find a purpose, a passion, and then go work on that. You use the word monetize your passion. I'm going to say it a little bit differently and see if you agree with me. Like money follows value. So if I have something that I'm really good at or I love to do, what you're telling me is there is a way to take this thing that I know how to do really well and that I love and provide value to some group of people so that I get paid for that. I get money for the thing that I know how to do really well. It's just a matter of knowing the right things and taking the right steps and so forth. Is that right?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right that money follows value. And basically, a lot of people, they don't understand this concept. And it's that's the difference between the 95 to 99% and the 1%, because they realize that like they are following money. But you have to realize that if you start creating value in your life, that money will automatically come.
I love that. So we have about 4 minutes left, and I want to open it to you to find out if there's anything you want to talk about, either about Blue or about Extraordinary America or about your personal journey or anything that you haven't shared with us that you just, everybody's just got to know.
I mean, I would definitely tell your listeners, anybody listening to this, to definitely go to the Facebook fan page and the YouTube post section and the post section, the Facebook, to definitely get one of the scholarships. But what I wanted to tell people is that Extraordinary America is not just about like a small movement. It is a national movement held there to address wealth and income inequality. Because right now, even if you look today, there's tariffs going on and everything. So like people keep voting for the right or the left and everything. But at the end of the day, you need to focus on your own life. You need to make the most of your own life. You got to invest in your own education. You got to invest in your own dreams and desires. And then when you do that, you create a ripple effect and you help the people in your friend circle, in your family, and they help others in their community. And then that creates actual change. Change does not come from top to bottom. It comes from bottom and it goes up to the top. Only when we make a change in our lives can we influence and inspire other people. But it has to come from us. And that comes in investing in ourselves. So I would tell the listeners to definitely invest in yourself and make the most of your life. And that can only come when you have the drive to do it. And limiting beliefs are just that, limiting beliefs.
I just love what you've said, because there's so many people screaming and yelling about what's going on in the world. And that's not going to add one dime to your pocket and one molecule of joy to your life. So investing in yourself, figuring out who you want to be, and then your best action is to make yourself a wild ass success. And then you are that. And that ripple effect will go out all over the place. Well, thank you for that fabulous ending comment. Cosmos, I just really appreciate you being on the show today. Thank you.
No, I mean, thank you, Kellen, for having me. And you're an amazing host. And you just explain everything with such clarity and like just subtlety that it just all makes sense. And I appreciate that as well.
Well, you're absolutely welcome. And I was doing it for my benefit as much as anybody else, just to make sure I was clear about what you said. So I would thank you for being here. And I want to make sure that you go back and listen. Go to these places that he said so you can have the opportunity to grab one of these scholarships. And Extraordinary America is a national movement to eliminate the financial slavery, to change the status quo. It's not some tiny thing. It's a big thing. And it's coming to your life and your circle and your bank account as soon as you go take the actions to get there. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Yippee. Well, thanks for being with us today. I really appreciate that. So I want you to read this thing behind me. Create your life. Everything that Cosmos just talked about, from his own journey, from seeing people stuck in working for menial wages where he was before in Kuwait, and then seeing that people live in the same slavery, and noting that most of the slavery is in our heads because we believe nonsense. We believe that we can't change it. We believe there's no way forward and no way out, and that is just not true. And so I would absolutely recommend going to the extraordinary-america.com website, the Extraordinary America fan page on Facebook, or the Extraordinary America YouTube channel, because I've looked at the list of guests And there are some really impressive people, people that I personally know are worth tens or hundreds of millions of dollars, who have created it themselves, which means you can too, and you can move right now, even if it's a little at a time, from where you are in the direction of your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.